Natalia, thank you so much for taking the time to join us here at the Toddcast in Vancouver, Canada. Have you ever been to our city?
No, I never have. I've been to Toronto. I've been to Canada once. I went to Toronto, but actually my girlfriend is dating one of the managers on the Vancouver Canucks. So she just moved there like 2 days ago.
Oh, cool. That means you'll be up and maybe catch a couple of the games, or are you a fan?
I hope so. Yeah, it's funny. I think her birthday's actually this weekend or next weekend, and she's like, I want you guys to come down and visit me already.
Oh, damn.
So we'll see.
Okay, yeah, because, I mean, of course, you saying, well, you've been to Toronto, that'd be like, you know, well, I've been to New York, but it doesn't mean you've been to, L.A. kind of thing, right? Vancouver,
yeah, I've
way cooler than
different.
Toronto. Yeah, like...
Really? It's better than Toronto?
It is... And it isn't. Like, Toronto's nightlife kills what we have in Vancouver, but we have, we still have pretty good nightlife, but just everything about Vancouver, the laid-back attitude, everybody's pretty chill, it's just a fun place to hang out. We've got beautiful view all the time, mountains right on the coast, of course, so the ocean's right there. It's just so nice. Sometimes you can literally be snowboarding, in the morning and then come down into the city and kayak and have a lunch on, Granville Island or whatever. Like, it's just,
jeez.
Yeah, it's beauty. This city's awesome for sure. You're going to be blown away.
Wow,
like,
yeah.
Everybody, put this way, everybody that has never been here, they come and they're like, man, I'm moving back. Like, I love this city.
Oh my gosh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's great. You're going to love it for sure. So, Playboy's Cyber Girl of the Year 2017. How did you find out that you were getting that title? How does that happen?
So every year they have a new girl for every month. So I was Cyber Girl of the Month for January 2016. So I was the first of the year for 2016. So at the end of the year, there obviously ends up being 12 girls. Actually, however, for my year, there was technically 13 because for one of the months
twins?
They had twins.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
That's, yeah, you know, and that's not an advantage, by the way, either. You know, it doesn't matter one way or the other.
Oh my gosh. I totally thought, I was like, and they're very sweet, very awesome girls. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like twins, like that's going to be hard to beat.
Yeah. And beyond the title then, what else do you get? Do they give you a little tiara? Is there like a goodie bag that you kind of walk away with, or?
So I got a necklace, which is actually pretty cool. Other than obviously having that title for the rest of my life, which is pretty cool. They gave me a really cool little Playboy bunny necklace that I honestly never take it off. And it has like my name engraved on it and like the year. And I think it says CGOY 17.
Right. You know, and for the last 20 seconds, I've been fighting the urge to say, it's not a pearl necklace, is it?
No, it's like a silver, like bunny. It's pretty much just a silver bunny with like a little diamond eye.
Right. And do you remember the first time that you saw a Playboy magazine?
Yeah, I was probably like 10 years old or something. Mm-hmm. My mom used to, my mom's in the dental field, and one of the doctors that she worked for, he would have them sent to the office, and so sometimes he wouldn't care about them too much, so she would bring them home.
Oh.
And my parents are super cool and everything, so they weren't totally like, maybe I was like 12 years old, I was maybe a little bit older.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know if they necessarily like let me see it, but I definitely like got into it and I thought it was cool. But mostly like how I knew about Playboy is I used to watch The Girls Next Door with my mom.
Right. Right.
So that was how I thought it was so amazing, like with Kendra Holly and gosh, what's the other girl's name? The three girls, I thought it was just amazing. I'm like, I want to be one of those girls. Like, they're living the life.
Right. And of course you get you've hung out in the mansion and all that.
Yes, I have. I actually, before I even modeled for Playboy, I went to the mansion.
Right.
So like the first thing I ever did for Playboy, I was a body paint model for the Midsummer Night Dream Party.
Oh yes. I think we've seen that around the internet here and there.
So they obviously don't do it anymore ever since Hef passed and they sold the mansion and everything.
They sold it and all that.
Bummer.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Yeah, but I've been to a couple parties. I've been to like some day parties, like pool parties. They're super fun.
Right. No, it looks fun. I mean, I worked in radio here in Vancouver for a long time, but they always sent the morning guy and I was the afternoon host. So it was always like, oh, it's the, Jeff's going to be going. And, and I was like, come on, why wouldn't you want your afternoon show to be there as well? Like, everybody's going to be partying as opposed to 6 in the morning. Like, nobody's even going to be up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my fight. Of course, they never really listened. Yeah. Has your life changed? This is a stupid question, but has your life changed since being given the title?
I mean, definitely. I would say it's definitely changed. I've obviously built more of like a fan base.
Right.
Because of it. I think before I did Playboy, I want to say I had like maybe like 10 to 20,000 followers. And ever since then, now I'm at like almost 320,000. So I've definitely grown, and just having that title, like I went to an event last night, and it's just amazing. Like, people come out specifically to like see me and other models, of course, too. But they take pictures with me and take pictures of me, and they bring little autographs to sign. And it's a really cool feeling, and it's definitely different. I'll even be out sometimes, and people are like, "Are you Talia Paris?" And right. It's pretty funny. Like, people recognize me and stuff like that.
That must feel kind of cool. Hey, yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's a good feeling.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so you have like 320,000, you're saying, on Instagram, but your Twitter follows pretty good. You're close to 100,000.
Yes.
What, like 40,000 following on Facebook? With those kind of numbers, you must get a fair amount of, I guess, scrutiny with what you're posting.
Of course, yeah. I mean, there's always some people, you know, they say I'm a porn star, and you know, that whole thing. People always ask, like, "Are you gonna do porn? Or are you in porn? Do you do porn?" Or they just jump right to it and they say you are a porn star. But honestly, I've never done porn, and I definitely do not consider like any type of like Playboy modeling porn. I mean, I think it's very artsy in a way.
Like,
and
imagine
I do
being
not ever plan
like that. Talia, like, imagine actually thinking that, and that's your belief, that you think that if a man or a woman takes off their clothes, it's porn.
People always come back and they say, "Oh, you know, it is porn because they fornicate to your pictures." And I come back and I'm like, okay, but people literally fornicate to pictures of girls in bathing suits. People even fornicate to pictures of feet.
Hey, Sears catalog, you know, when you were a little kid in the 80s, that was, you know, that was doing it. Page 132. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think that it's a matter of, like, do you just have a thick skin sometimes, or is it just more of a fuck it and shake it off kind of attitude?
So I definitely try to say fuck it and shake it off sometimes, but sometimes it does get the best of me. What I try to do a lot of the times is, like, with Playboy and stuff, like, when I won Cyber Girl of the Year, obviously, like, a lot of the people were very happy, but some of the people, you know, they wanted other girls to win.
Right.
So, like, sometimes I'd go through and I'd read comments, and people obviously say, like, mean things, like, "Oh, I didn't think that she should have won, so-and-so should have won," or...
Right.
You know, so what I try and do is, I try not to dig that deep. Like, I don't read, like, those comments and stuff anymore, because it's not, you know, it doesn't better me in any way.
Right. You know, that's really healthy way of looking at it, too, because, you know, if you look at the positives, that means then equally you should be looking at the negatives. And if you were to look at all of the negatives that people say, like, the way they chirp online, it's just like, really, tough guy? Would you say that if I was right in front of you?
Exactly. I agree. And you know what? Like, no matter what you do, there's always going to be people who don't agree with it, and they're not always going to like you no matter what. So right. I just think also, like, realizing that, you know, there's always going to be people who don't like me and don't like my look, whatever. So I think just, you know, noticing that and just realizing that it's okay.
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it for sure. So let's get outside of modeling and Playboy and, of course, what you're known for. What was your first concert?
Concert. I think it was actually Ashley Simpson's concert, which is super random. I'm from Santa Barbara, so it was at the Santa Barbara Bowl.
Okay.
Super small. I was probably like 12 or 13. My mom took me and one of my girlfriends that I went to school with.
And who's your favorite artist or band right now?
It's so hard for me. So I'm like a Libra. So I always say I'm super indecisive about everything. I mean, you could tell me like any topic or conversation, I will usually see like both sides to everything. So like, especially like when it comes to like music and like favorite colors and stuff like that. Like, I even like, I literally love all types of music. I love country music. I love hip hop. I love rap. I love
good songs. A good song.
Yeah, of course. I love classic rock and metal, and I mean everything, you know. So I don't know. I don't necessarily have like a favorite. So okay.
No, fair enough.
Hard for me.
And how about TV shows and Netflix and whatever? What are you binging right now that you just can't get enough of?
So I love getting into different series and stuff. I love, of course, The Vampire Diaries, of course. Mm. I love How to Get Away with Murder.
Okay.
And then also one of my favorite ones is This Is Us. It's a great show. It's like so like heartwarming and it's amazing. That's probably like my thing right now is This Is Us.
Hmm. Never even heard of it.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. So it's about this family and it goes like back and forth between when like they have three kids. So originally they get pregnant and it's triplets. And they end up losing one of them, and they end up adopting one of the babies who got brought into the hospital that day because he was abandoned. So they still end up having three kids. And it just pretty much goes throughout their whole life of them growing up, and they end up losing their dad. And it goes back and forth between, like, when the kids are super young and the kids, they grow up, and I think they're, like, 30, 35 years old and, like, what they're now doing in their life.
Wow.
And it's pretty much just about, like, family and love and... It's really good.
So yeah, it sounds like just a hearty drama.
Yeah, it's really good.
Wow. Okay. Are you a good cook? What are you making if you're looking to impress? If people are coming over, friends coming over for the night, what are you doing?
Oh my gosh, no, I'm not a good cook. I'm horrible. But I do love to bake. Like I love like cookies and brownies and stuff like that. And it's so funny. Like I don't even usually eat them, but like I love baking. I'll just like give them to like my little brothers. Mm-hmm. But I'm not a super big cook.
Mm.
I wish I was, though.
What's your take on legalized marijuana? It's now legal in Canada, if you hadn't heard.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like I did hear that.
Yeah, the whole country.
That's great.
Yes. It's amazing.
I think it's amazing, honestly. It's amazing. I think marijuana is great, and I see all, like, the benefits to it. Like, I know I personally have, like, some anxiety and stuff, so I take, like, CBD and
right.
and stuff like that. And I think it's great. I mean, honestly, I think it's just like alcohol. So I understand like the whole, like, you know, as long as you're of age and
sure.
Regulated. I think, and you know, the sure. taxes on it is great for the country / state or whatever. So
mm-hmm.
I think it's good.
Right. Right on. Are you a big sports fan?
I'm not too into sports, honestly. I think like going is great. I think basketball is a lot of fun. I've been to a couple hockey games, and hockey's of course a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball is also really cool. I've gotten kicked out of a Dodger game once, which was a lot of fun.
Okay, hold up. That's awesome. I'm writing this down because I'm going to ask everybody that I talk to from now on, like, have you ever been kicked out of somewhere? How did you get kicked out of that? What happened? What's going on?
So it's kind of a long story. It was really stupid. I went with like a huge group of people, like I want to say like 10 people.
Awesome.
And, one of the guys that we were with, like he bought his tickets on his phone. So every single one of our tickets was on his phone. And okay. So we had split up. So I think like me and like, I was like my mom and, a couple of my girlfriends, we were hanging out kind of by like the food stand. And literally randomly, one of the people who works at the Dodger Stadium comes up to us and she's like, can I see your guys' tickets? And like, we all kind of like look at each other and we're like, why does she want to see our tickets? Like, that's like stupid, you know? So we kind of like look at her and we just like walk away. We're like, whatever, like, we're not even going to like entertain it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we walk away and she starts freaking out. And so she calls even more security and they all like start surrounding us and they're like, we need to see your guys' tickets. And so like, we're like, okay, like, we don't have them with us. Like, we have him on our friend's phone. Like, we need to find him and get a hold of him.
Oh, my
and
God.
It ends up being this whole ordeal. And so, of course, we started getting upset. And we're like, are you serious? Like, you think that we snuck into the game?
Right.
Finally, of course, the guy comes over and he shows them the tickets. He's like, here's the tickets. Like, you guys are ridiculous. But by then, it was too late because we were, like, arguing with them and, you
right.
know.
Yeah,
kind
yeah.
of start causing a scene. So they kicked us out.
Oh, dude, that is the funniest story.
I know. It was so ridiculous. Like, we literally were just standing there and the lady's like, can we see your tickets? And we're like, what the hell? Like, we don't need to show you the tickets. Like, right. who are you? You know?
Yeah, yeah. Now it's way too heated once Buddy comes with the tickets. It's on. It's not.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So then we started arguing with her and yeah, it just turned into a whole ordeal.
Oh man, I love it. I love it. How about the movie theaters? Do you make it to the theater? What was the last movie that you saw in theater?
I just saw that funny one. I think it's called like Modern Family or something like that, or Ordinary Family. I'm not sure. It's with gosh, who is it with? It's with like a couple of like good actors and actresses. But it was cute.
It was, yeah.
I'm not super into the movies, honestly. I'm like single right now, so the movies is not my place.
Fair enough. Okay. Let's veer away and ask an oddball question. Do you believe that aliens have visited Earth?
I don't think so, honestly. It's so funny. One of my really good guy friends is like a total believer of aliens, and like we'll get into like discussions. And he's like, oh, like, you know, it's so true, and look at this, look at that. And I'm like, I don't think so.
Oh, really?
But
he can't change your mind, huh?
No, I mean, I don't know. I just, like, stuff like that, like, I try not to think about it too much because it's kind of, like, weird to think about. But if I had to say yes or no, I would say no.
Yeah. It's also like thinking of the Bigfoot and, you know, Loch Ness Monster and Ogopogo. Imagine if those things actually were that slick to never get seen, never be captured on picture.
Yeah, that's
or whatever.
What I'm saying. Like that's what I don't understand. Like I've seen a couple of the episodes. I think it's like Finding Bigfoot or whatever, and I'm like,
yeah, like really, like, where the nobody's hell is he, ever you been know? Like really, come on. But aliens,
I know,
aliens
like, no
could
one's
live
ever
among us.
Bigfoot.
Like, I stand by this. I believe that aliens could be living among us, and we'd never know. Just they're those people that like look weird, you know, like some people just look a little odd. They've got like one eye that goes a little bit buggy or whatever. Like maybe they're an alien.
Weird.
Maybe they're an alien.
Oh, so you think aliens are like they're
maybe
kind
they're
of like
here
look like us,
now,
but we just don't even know.
And like doing an experiment, like they're here right now and watching how we interact with each other. Like maybe I don't know. Maybe I
wow.
shouldn't have smoked that joint before calling you. I don't know.
I know. Wow. My gosh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Have you ever had a near-death experience? Not where you're floating over your bed kind of shit. More like, holy crap, I could have died there.
I would say, yeah, actually just kind of recently, on the 4th of July, me and my cousin went to Ocean City, Maryland, which is super random, but my friend's in a band, and so we went to go watch them play in Baltimore. And they had, like, a day off, and so we went to Ocean City, Maryland, and we had, like, a couple of drinks, and we went, and we're like, what should we do? And we're like, okay, like, let's go jet skiing. So we go jet skiing, and it was supposed to be him on his own jet ski, and then me and my cousin sharing one. And for some reason, they, like, overbooked and had too many people, and so it ended up being me, him, and my cousin all on one jet ski. And so, of course, I'm like, I'm getting in the middle, like, I'm way too scared. And so the way that it works is, like, they have, like, a really tiny, like, boat that you're supposed to follow. So the boat goes first, and it's kind of like a line, and there's maybe, like, us and then, like, 10 other jet skis.
Mm-hmm.
So you all just follow the boat in, like, a straight line. And so we're driving the jet ski, and we're kind of, like, looking, you know, like, we're looking at, like, the scenery. It's super beautiful, like, the greenery. And all of a sudden, we look in front of us, and the little boat that we were following was at a complete stop. Like, it was just completely stopped. And, like, the kid who was driving it was, like, waving his hands in the air, like, trying to tell us to stop. But honestly, like, it was just way too late. Like, the person driving the jet ski, he couldn't have done anything. Like, he either could have, like, turned it, and we, like, would have, like, slipped, and, like, the jet ski would have, like, landed on top of us or something.
Holy shit.
But luckily, like, the boat was at kind of, like, an upwards position, so it was almost like a ramp. So we literally ran into the boat, and we jumped the boat, and we landed it on the jet ski.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
It was so scary. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, we jumped the boat, and we landed it, and, like, we, like, I was, like, shaking. Like, I swear, I was like, oh, my, like, we literally almost died. Like the boat had hit a sandbar, so it was at a complete stop. It was crazy.
Oh my
god! It was so scary.
That's funny. If you could have a superpower, which power would you want to have?
I think I don't know. If I could be like invisible, I think that'd be great because then like people wouldn't even know that I was there, and I could like listen to what they're saying.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It'd be good until they were talking shit, and then you know the side smack on the head. They were, where the hell did that come from?
I know, right? And then I'd pop up and be like, yeah, now I know how you like, really feel.
What's up, bitch? Yeah, that was just in the room the whole time, bitch. I'll hit you, and thank you again for doing this. Last question, and it's going to be the toughest, I think. What's your career highlight?
Like the best thing that I've done so far?
Yeah, from, you know, your modeling and stuff.
Honestly, like, just traveling, it's been so amazing, like, because I think, like, with Cyber Girl of the Year and everything with Playboy, I've been able to travel so much.
Mm-hmm.
And
so cool.
When I won Cyber Girl of the Year, they flew me to Mexico, and I did a photo shoot there for 3 days in La Paz, and then I went to Cabo San Lucas, and they flew down one of my girlfriends, and we had, like, an all-inclusive, paid-for vacation for a whole week, and then we went back home, which was, like, amazing.
Yeah, that's amazing.
But of course, like, Mexico is Mexico. It's definitely not, like, my favorite place I visit. I've also been to, like, Japan and Dubai.
Ooh, what was Dubai like? I've got a buddy that works there in a radio station as one of their producers for a sports station and a pop station. What's it
like?
Oh, my
gosh. Dubai is amazing. It's so funny because before I went, me and my mom are super close, and she was so worried about me, and she was, like, reading all this stuff, and she's like, like, I heard, like, they don't, like, respect women, and, like, she's like, you need to put, like, a wedding ring on. Apparently, like, if you're married, they respect you more. So, like, I went with my cousin, and we were both kind of, like, stressed out, and we're like, oh my gosh, like, we thought it was, like, super conservative. Like, we both had on, like, big wedding rings. And it's so funny, we get there, and of course, like, we go out and we party and stuff, like, it is not conservative at all. Like, girls are in their bathing suits at the nightclub, like, everyone's partying, like, it's super cool. It's like Vegas 2.0, like, way better. It's just, it's amazing. It's so much fun.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much money in that whole area. It's not just Dubai, like, everywhere around there. People are ready to throw down. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, great. Thank you again for jumping on the Toddcast here. You are simply just your name, Talia Paris, on social media, right? Twitter, through... Actually, are you that on Facebook? I know you're on Instagram as well, but what are you on Facebook again?
Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Talia Paris, and then Facebook is Official Talia Paris. I'm honestly not too active on my Facebook. I know I need to be more active.
Right.
But it's
a full-time job. That shit's a full-time job. Social media is a fucking job.
It's freaking hard.
Like, sometimes it's fun, right? Sometimes it's fun, but when you're like, I need to make content. I need to make posts for my fans or my friends or followers and shit to see the stuff that I'm doing. Like, it's a job.
It is. It's hard sometimes, but I love it, of course.
Of course.
It gets a little bit overwhelming.
Right. Of course it is. Well, on that note, I guess we'll see you online.